I'm curious here about your thoughts in terms of the recurrence rate over time that has been observed in the ATTACK trial. Mike Baum talked to me about his thoughts about the fact that there's this early peak at 2 years and then a later peak around 5 years. And his thought looking at the data was that anastrozole was dampening that 2 year peak, which he actually associates with surgery, which I guess is kind of controversial. What are your thoughts about all that?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting area. It's fairly easy to explain the first peak, I think, just in terms of heterogeneity of the population, or in statistical terms, we call that a frailty variable, that basically there is unobserved variability in the rate at which patients will recur, and that basically the patients that are at high risk of recurrence recur first. So as you go out with time, the remaining patients are at lower risk of recurrence anyway. So that would predict basically hazard rates which decrease uniformly in time. The fact that they first go up and then come down, I think, is easily explained by the fact that at baseline, of course, there are a lot of investigations. So any micrometastases that were out there are mostly going to be found, or anything that's likely to recur quickly. So the baseline investigations preclude finding very many metastases in the first 6 to 12 months. So you have this ramping up and then the ramping down. The second peak that Mike talks about is much more tenuous. In fact, the data for that are not very strong. I find it difficult to understand it and think that probably a better model is just a single peak that then flattens down to a sort of long-term lower rate of recurrence.
He also kind of has a simplified way to look at the ATTACK data by saying that essentially at any point in time, the chance of recurrence is decreased by 26%. Do you agree with that?
In fact, we've looked at the recurrence rates. It is quite clear that this first peak is suppressed substantially by anastrozole. I think that's very important, that the recurrences that occur in the first 2 to 3 years, where recurrence rates are particularly high, are substantially suppressed by anastrozole. What then actually happens in this data is that around years 3 to 5, there's less of a difference. And then what's actually happening in our data is that around year 5, there becomes an increase again. So that may be slight overinterpretation of our data, but in fact there's an early effect and there's a clear late effect. Whether or not there's any real dampening of that effect in the middle period, I think, is probably not true. I suspect that's a statistical artifact. But certainly there's a big effect earlier on, and it is sustained longer.